Yeah, it's like too techno-y.
It really is too techno-y. Techno-y? Mm. We're going.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was our improv intro. I love it. Maybe I'll get on like GarageBand or something and just like fart something together. that might help.
You know, fart something together?
Yeah, like
I didn't know that was an action.
Like Gene from Bob's Burgers.
See, here's the thing. I don't really get into Bob's Burgers. So
really?
I love H. John Benjamin, I just do not like the show.
It's a muted humor, kind of like
just like home, King of the Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Home Movies.
Oh, anyways, hey, are these things on? My name is Zach.
Testing, tap, tap, one, two, testing. Mom Spaghetti.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Done in 30 podcast.
This is Matt.
I'm Zach speaking.
And like you said, it's Done in 30. Wait, sidebar.
Wait, I thought we already... Yeah, I said Done in 30, didn't I?
Yep, we're good. All right. So tell me about yourself, Zach.
So, I want to hear more about GarageBand. You gotta tell me about how you're going to fart us some intro music.
I'm going to get various loops from GarageBand,
mm-hmm.
and then at my whim, I will hit things like...
And so, this would prevent us from running into any copyright infringement
Yeah,
issues.
So we don't get sued or...
Yeah, I don't really feel like getting sued for something this
I know...
Amazing.
There's like some clauses you can use like 10 seconds or up to 5 seconds of a established clip, but let's not test the waters.
Yeah, I don't really feel like making anybody mad, so we're just going to do it plain and simple. We're going to make our own noises.
All right, we'll make our own noises.
Mm-hmm. Well, there we go. Okay, anyways. Oh. Need to silence my cell phone. Excuse me. I can't
Rude.
Have any interruptions.
Pretend we're in a movie theater right
well,
now.
Well, apparently I can't
say
it.
Hey, say this one. I heard it's pretty good.
All right, the previews are over, Dick. Stop talking.
And fade to black.
Yeah.
Curtains come up.
All right, so what are we talking about today?
Okay.
were we not done with that? Were we not done with that?
Maybe, I don't know. Well, I can talk about my weekend.
You should tell me about your weekend.
I had an amazing weekend.
And I may or may not tell you about mine.
Did you have a good weekend?
It was pretty solid.
It was solid? Like a poops? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, it was a... No, I'm not going to steal the floor from you.
Yeah, it's my turn first.
It is your turn first.
So, as I said in the last week's episode, I went to the Independent Self-Publishing Show.
Oh.
Which is a bunch of local artists getting together, throwing together a show. It was part of the Who's Your Con... convention at the Wyndham Hotel. First 2 days were gaming. Last day was our stuff, the self-publishing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did there was I sold my book. I sold a couple books.
You got a book?
Yeah, I got a book. Reggie and the... And the oh. I thought we talk about this, Zach. Yeah, I got a book.
Can I talk to you on the sidebar real quick?
Okay, so sidebar.
What? All right. I've just been informed that a book is also a comic book.
Yeah.
Thank
well, it's
you.
A it's a trade back, so it's
yeah,
a
I
book.
Don't,
I don't.
Sorry.
Shorthand.
Yeah. I mean, when you say book, I think, like, I'm a scrub and I'm a celebrity, so buy my life story. You know what I mean? Like, this is
the Oprah story?
This is art.
In 400 pages.
Her book is 400 pages long?
I don't even know if she has a book.
You know what? It's Oprah. She's got her own damn network.
I mean,
I am assuming she's got 5 books.
Yeah,
that's
her book's like everything
guess.
By Dr. Or was it
Dr. Phil?
Yeah, Dr. Phil. Because they were the same publishing company, I think.
They probably own their own publishing company.
Maybe, I don't know. Are they going through like Penguin or something?
Well, I mean, they got like enough money. They probably bought Penguin and now they just use that to force feed us their life story. Now, I'm sorry. Anyways, you were selling Reggie the Rabbit. Reggie and the Rabbit.
Yeah.
There was a slight title change.
Yeah, it was a deviation because people thought Reggie was the rabbit, and they should. Reggie the Rabbit, they thought.
Well, sure, but if they opened it up and read it, then they would actually know what they're talking about.
Yeah, it's true. But at face value, yeah, it's definitely a Reggie the Rabbit, not Andy. So I added the and. So people would know that there is a person named Reggie and there's a rabbit, but that's not really what the book's about. So it's kind of a confusing title,
yeah,
I guess.
Sure. So Reggie and the Rabbit, and how many copies did you sell?
I sold two.
That's
two non-family members.
Oh,
so that's a plus.
Oh, so you actually had some family come down?
The family came down, and last time, I think it was like November or so, my uncle pretty much like bought my whole stock.
Really?
Yeah, it was really nice of him. I sold my book for $3, I think.
And where does his uncle live?
In Fishers.
Oh. Huh?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I got a couple uncles that live in the state.
I was under the impression it was just you, your brother, and your parents.
Initially, then my uncle came by, and another uncle came. I had a pretty good showing of that show.
Good.
Pretty good support. So the purpose of the independent show is just kind of to pay it forward. If anybody's trying to get into the art space.
Much like yourself.
Yeah.
Well, you're kind of already established a name and a place, so.
Yeah, and just, I'm doing stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if people want to get to the point where they're doing stuff, they can basically ask as many questions as they want.
Sure.
So I had a table for that. A couple of kids came by, Zach and Jay, who actually were doing podcasts themselves, or they're trying to get a book off the ground.
Did you alt-tab and show me that webpage again? Yeah, get it. And the name of their show is the Jay and Zach Show.
Mm-hmm. And their production house, I guess, is called Subjectively Speaking. And the one that I was most interested in was the comic Codpast, a comic book podcast. It's kind of a nice play on words.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's tough to read and say, I'll be honest.
Nothing to do with fish, though, even though it does say cod.
Or for the nerds out there at Call of Duty, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's just podcast.
It's a comic about Call of Duty.
You swap the P and the C.
That's pretty good. No, actually, I listened to the first three.
Oh, good.
Each of them were like an hour and some change long.
Ooh.
So they definitely had like a pretty good offering. And they were talking about all sorts of things under the sun, like comic books, movies. They're actually getting into like literature and stuff. Please. They were talking about like Catcher in the Rye.
Please tell me they were more interesting than we were. Than we are. We're plugging their show. People are just going to leave our show.
Like, they actually talk about nerdy stuff over there.
Wow, Matt and Jack are just really sitting in a room talking about nothing. And these guys, they must be scholars.
See, I talked to them. They had tons and tons of questions.
That's
and,
really cool.
That's really what the show was about, like I said.
Yeah.
There were some like demonstrations on how to create characters, how to like lay out pages. There was
See, that's the kind of stuff. If I were to get into the business, that's something I would have to come in.
And it was a freebie. Like, you didn't have to pay anything at the door.
Really?
And it was just a great way to see like local talent. And as a creator myself, it's also good for me to like network with other people, see if like somebody's doing something interesting, I want to jump on board.
Yeah. Elizabeth was telling me you met somebody there that good story. It was not these two guys.
No. Let me pull up his.
I think
his
he's
stuff.
Gonna help you do something. I'm leading you, but I'm also forgetting. So help me out here.
No, it's cool. I'll find it here in a second. Just keep talking.
Oh, anyways.
This guy. Here we go. Paul McCall.
So much for the fill. Paul McCall.
Yeah, he's a character artist and illustrator who does tons and tons of stuff. Nice guy. I had him kind of assess my work to see if I was like weak in something.
Oh,
yeah. Need to work on
constructive
stuff.
Criticism.
Yeah,
sure.
He told me, among other things, but he told me I need to work on my hands. That my hands were getting kind of gnarled and garbagey.
When you say hands, do you mean your hands that are drawing, as in like
my drawn
detail,
hands,
or the hands that you draw?
The hands I draw.
And they're, what was the last word you just used?
Gnarled, like an arthritic.
Really?
Yeah.
So they're just like not quite the detail par you're looking for?
Right.
Hmm. Interesting.
He said I had a good sense of light and darks, which is good because my comic's in black and white. I hope I have a good good sense of black and white.
There's only two colors on the page, and by God, they better be good, right? Are you ever gonna put color in those?
Probably not.
Really?
Yeah, it's just way too expensive right now. Maybe like down the road, if I find somebody who's good with
would
colors.
Would you ever consider? First question: are you still doing the tugboat thing or whatever?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What's the name of it again?
It's.
Oh, is that still out the? It's still out. The jury's still out on that one.
No, I think I'm going to do it. I just don't know when I'm going to do it.
Describe the premise again. It's a boat.
It's a horror story about a boat.
Sorry, keep going.
A boat that eats people.
It's hilarious. That's comedy right there. You've got a boat that eats people. Mm-hmm. And at one point, you got to do it. I don't know. There's probably a copyright on that.
What?
Maybe you're going to need a bigger boat. I mean, come on. It's just, it writes itself.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one line. And
yeah, millions of lines, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so if you do the boat story comic,
maybe.
Would you ever do that in color?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh,
okay. So you,
I don't think there would be a way to justify it.
Well, sure.
Just black and white.
Well, I mean, I just didn't know if, like, black and white was your thing or if you're looking to expand.
It was merely out of necessity because, gotcha. Like, it would have been, like, $3 or $4 per book, which means I would have had to sell my book at $10 a book. Mm-hmm. And no one's going to pay $10 for, like, 12 pages.
I gotcha.
But eventually, like, once I get a better deal or I figure out a better way to, like, print it and stuff, heck yeah. Or if I get better with color, because that's one of the main reasons I'm not doing color. So. I know you're colorblind, but I'm like a 2-year-old with color.
Can you keep it in between the lines?
Sometimes.
Yeah, you're good. I mean, I wouldn't sweat it. I mean, you know, everybody's got a comic book in color. Yours is in black and white. It's unique.
But everyone else has theirs in color.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yours is unique. Are you saying it's kind of like old?
It doesn't have like the curb appeal.
Oh, I see.
Like, you want to see a nice house with, like, hedges and stuff. It's like, I've got a plot of land and a house. That's it. Just, like, bare dirt.
Keep it simple.
The foundation's there. The story's there. It's just not the hedges and roses and
bushes. Well, I guess, let's put it this way. You're setting the bar low.
That's very true.
People will buy your book.
So feel sorry for me as I'm, like, an emaciated artist. Like, please buy my stuff.
They'll just enjoy your work. They'll buy your book. And then when the next one comes out, it'll have color. And it's like, well, this guy's only getting better.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And one of the things is I wanted to include my script in my book just so people can see the inner workings of a comic book.
Oh, you mean the creative process?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Yeah, that way it makes your $15 kind of worth it.
Are we going to step it up to 15?
It's already 15.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know these things. Sorry. I would have. By the way, I meant to tell you this earlier. I did want to come to your show. Here it was, Sunday, approximately 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It was my only day off, people. Okay, cut me some slack. But the point is that I had high hopes of eating breakfast and coming to your show, and then I was informed that it ended at like 2 o'clock. Or 3? I don't know. I was told 5 o'clock originally.
Yeah, it's 5.
And then it was like Sunday's hours were like much shorter. It was already over at 2 or something. Unless I got lied to. The gaming con was over at
2. Yeah, the gaming portion was over at 2. So if you wanted to go play board games, but...
Elizabeth, you want to say hi?
Hi.
No, come on.
No, I don't.
Pull up a stool.
Yeah, pull up a chair, Elizabeth.
Hi.
So where were we Tuesday?
So on Tuesday, I had to go to the emergency room. That was a good time.
What did you go to the emergency room for?
The same thing I had to go to the emergency room for a couple months ago.
Kite flying?
Yeah. It was just rough. No. Had a little bit of back pain, a little bit of abdominal pain. Became pretty unbearable. Had to go to the hospital about it. In November, they said it was some liver issue. Nope. Surprise. It's gallbladder issue. I have a lot of gallstones.
So I'm completely ignorant. What does a gall do, and why does it need a bladder?
It produces your body's bile, which breaks down the fats that you eat, such as meat and dairy.
So you had like marbles in there or something?
Little stones or little bits of like some sort of mineral deposit, I assume.
So you're kind of like a clam right now because
mining pearls.
Yeah, exactly.
I wish they were pearls.
Okay, we can sell them.
Yeah.
Human pearls.
Hey, you know what? They will give them to you in a jar.
Really?
I've been told that by 2 people now.
Wow.
If you ask for them for your gallstones, you can put them in a jar.
And is that like the case for anything they take out of you, or is it just certain things?
No, they will not give you organs.
They won't give you
organs? No.
Is it, I guess, no, yeah, it's like a byproduct of an organ, so it's not technically an organ.
Right, exactly. And I think they just put it in, I don't know if they like suspend it in some liquid or if it's just loose jingling around in a
like
jar.
Those old mason jars with like babies and stuff you see in horror movies.
Oh God, yes. Yeah, no, they don't do that anymore.
You just have Pop Rocks in there.
That's what I'm picturing.
So what are they gonna do about it? Are they just gonna like take it out or is it?
So funny you ask that. I need to have said gallbladder removed from my body. It's a very simple procedure. A lot of people have it as an outpatient. I don't know if I will or not. I just don't know. I don't know what to expect. So, come to find out, well, I should probably drop this a little bit of information. I don't have insurance.
I don't think anybody here has insurance. Do you have insurance, Zach?
Zach, do you have insurance?
I have health insurance.
Well, good whoopty freaking do.
Damn, look at him. You are an adult. Can we get a round of applause for this adult?
Yeah, Mr. I got a full-time job. I'm not in college anymore.
Hey, I have a full-time job too. I mean, they offered insurance, but stop at that. You know what? If I did that, I probably could afford insurance.
Mm-hmm.
For a living, at least. I don't know. Anyway, so, you know, that's a pretty big deal not having insurance. So, needless to say, they're a little weary about offering me this operation.
But if you don't have insurance, obviously you can't pay for the procedure, right?
Right. They will absolutely cripple me in debt. Can you imagine trying to chip away at... This is just my estimate because I've heard what other people pay for other surgeries. I'm estimating between like $30,000 and $40,000 with no insurance for this.
Jesus.
That could be way, 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 way too much, but
it's still like, even if it was like $1,000, I feel like that, especially if it's a quote simple procedure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would it be that much?
I don't know. I'm just assuming. I mean, okay.
Think of how many scalpels you can buy with that.
Think about my trip to the emergency room. How much it cost me without insurance.
You said like $5,000?
It was like almost $7,000.
Jeez, that's like a car. It's like used car.
Yes. That's no joke, man. That is not a joke. So.
Why is it so expensive?
I don't know. I don't understand it.
So what are you going to do about it?
So here's my options at this point. They are not willing to let me have the surgery without making a down payment. The amount is unknown because I'm a little intimidated to even ask because I know I'm not going to be.
They're
going to
be like $10 billion.
I don't quite think so. My other option is to just wait until I have to go back to the emergency room and deal with the surgery then.
That was like a few months ago. That was what, November?
Yes. So this could happen again or it could not. I don't know. So meanwhile, I'm going to eat really healthy.
Yeah.
I have no choice. Obviously.
Work on those opalescent pearls in your galls.
We're going to try to not
the gall
have
of that bladder.
God, gross.
So,
yeah, it's a pretty big deal to have insurance in America, apparently. Like, if you don't have insurance, then just fuck you, dude. Like, it sucks so bad. So...
I should probably get some of that insurance stuff that people are talking about.
I guess, but like it just sucks having it because I mean I'm 28 years old and this is the second time in my adult life that I would have needed it.
I don't know. Do I need insurance? I don't really like give birth or anything.
Well, I mean, but you do. I mean,
I may get hit by a car.
You can still get hurt. Yeah, I mean, just you know, giving birth. Actually, you know what? Here's the fucked up thing: is giving birth. When you get pregnant, you can get all of this Medicaid and all sorts of different types of insurance for your pregnancy and your post-pregnancy care if you are an uninsured person and you make under a certain amount of money.
Which is good, I guess.
No, it's great. I'm very glad that that's offered, but I'm just saying.
Why isn't it offered for like everybody?
It's a good question.
Why can't a pregnant man get insurance?
Yeah, why can't I, as a pregnant man, get insurance?
Can you prove your pregnancy?
I think there was a dude who was pregnant.
I think you're right. That was more of a lady transitioning to a man that got pregnant. But you're right. Yes, that is absolutely true. I don't know. So I guess the message of here is maybe you should have insurance. I don't know. But I just don't understand why we have to pay so much for it. Because what other countries did we talk about?
Germany, Great Britain, Canada.
Canada, Switzerland.
Yeah, the
a lot of European Nordic countries have some really good insurance for very reasonable amounts, like nothing.
Now, I know over there they'll take more out of taxes out of your like income.
I mean, okay.
But I think things are like a little bit cheaper over there too, just to kind of balance that out.
That's fine. I mean, if our taxes are actually being applied to what they're supposed to be applied toward, that's okay.
Instead of like paying lobbyists or corrupt politicians.
Yeah,
or
exactly. I being have lost no in the mix. Problem with paying a little paying bit more on taxes wars. If it's going to help improve the lives of people and just make things easier for people. I mean, we're being taxed like crazy anyways. We just need to redirect it. I don't know.
Yeah, even like some of the taxes feel like extortions.
A little bit.
Like, speeding tickets and stuff.
Oh my, don't even, let's not even go with the speeding tickets. It's been a rough couple of months.
Eliza Ledbetter LeBeth.
Hey, that was a little while ago, okay. That was a stretch.
Wait a minute, did you just come up with that on the spot?
Yeah.
Well done, sir.
I'm quick on my feet.
You can add anything that ends with a B to the end of my name. Elizabeth, like any word that starts with a B, you can just throw in the end of my name and it just sounds okay.
I've tested this theory many a time.
Yeah. It's, I mean, you can be as creative or... Yeah, no, he's done well.
Some of them are just a flash in the pan, but some of them are keepers. But yeah. Do I remember them? No. Elizabeth and Breakfast. I think that was one of my favorites.
Elizabeth and Breakfast. Oh, that's good. That my brother came up with quite a few. The one that really stuck with me, and I wish it wouldn't have, was Elizabeth. Everybody, that's what...
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, yes.
Yeah. Elizabeth.
Right? Yes. That's
those are bath salts.
And then Casey, the girl I worked with at the strip club, she wanted to call me.
Was a blowjob.
No. Oh no. Hey, come on now. No, it's really bad. She wanted to call me Elizabeth Beef. Does that not sound disgusting? Thank you. That face was what I thought of too. I was like
Elizabeth Beef.
Okay, so can you tell me what did your mind instantly go to when you hear that? I'm just curious to hear what your mind thinks of, because I'm sure mine's different.
Pulled pork.
I mean, the only thing that can really be is roast beef.
Yes,
I mean, come
you.
On. That's what she's talking about.
So that
or like, meat curtains.
Yes,
gotcha.
That's what came to my mind at first. No, yes.
Seriously.
Beef curtains. No, that or just being like a cow, like enormous, like moo cow.
So there's no flattering way to slice that pickle.
Not at all. I was like, please do not ever call me that. She's like, I'm going to make it stick. I'm like, do not.
Did she make it sick?
No. I nixed that. That was not good. That's not a good nickname. I don't want a nickname. That's why I don't go by a nickname. It's why I go by Elizabeth.
Yeah. Not even Liz, that nickname. Because you have too many friends named Liz.
Yeah, that name's taken.
How many friends do you have named Liz?
Couple.
I mean, just my best friend, Liz. I mean, I have a couple of people who have Elizabeth as their middle name, but they don't go by it like I do. Liz is my only Liz. I mean, who else do you know?
Oh, your one and only Liz.
She is my one and only Liz. I mean, who else do you know named Liz?
Her.
Okay.
Oh, I know a bunch of, like, no, I don't know any Liz's.
None whatsoever?
Not really.
Oh, okay. I mean, I worked with a girl named Liz a couple different times at a couple different places, but that's it.
Hey, maybe you can help me get Zach phone numbers or something, because, no?
No,
he's making the hand motion, folks.
Uh-oh.
I think he needs pointers or something.
I've already offered my wing lady services because they are stellar.
Well, now how would that work? You would be like a wing lady.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm gonna give you a little
paint
quick
a picture
insight on the happenings in the ladies restroom at a bar. First of all, it's disgusting.
There you go. You can like have some Inception stuff there. Like, oh, have you seen that guy with that Penske shirt on?
Wait, what? No, that is not. Where are you going with that?
I don't know.
No, that's not what I was talking about at all. The conversations that are had in the ladies' restroom are always very honest and very nice, okay, for the most part. And everybody gets real chummy, and it's like, oh my God, girl, just all of this. So all I have to do is, you know, like, hey, girl, I got this guy out here. Are you single? You know, and they're like, oh, my God. Yeah, I'm totally here to meet somebody. What are the odds? Come with me.
Do you think that would work in a strip club?
In a strip club?
Yeah.
Not with a stripper.
Yeah, no, they're not going out with
it. No, strippers do not go home with
people. Aren't half of them married?
Dude, yes. I
was gonna say the last time I even went to a strip club, there was like, I don't know, 9 of the 10 people that worked there were married.
Yeah,
so it's not even like worth your worth your time.
And a lot of the dancers, they're just not, they just aren't in for that. The dancers, out of my face. The dancers aren't trying to go home with people. They're not prostitutes.
Yeah, because they're there to work.
They're entertainers. Yeah. 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 Oh, yeah. The chances are that was a really strict policy. That was not happening.
What's I guess chances are it's a strip club in.
It was a strip club in Lafayette. What? It is gone.
Let me pour out a little bit for our lost strip clubs.
Sad. It was a sad day. The last time I drove by there, it's just flat ground.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, dude, it's leveled. I was told it caught on fire.
What?
Yeah. I know. I don't know if that's true.
A tassel hit a candle and then just...
Oh, God, it was not that. No. And you know what? There's also a fireworks store next to it, so that could have been really entertaining.
A disgruntled employee is like, "F this place," takes a liquor bottle and...
Yeah, just lights a Molotov. Like, oh, gosh. Oh, man.
So do you have like any fun like strip club stories from the place that was Chances Are?
I mean... Not really anything that you haven't just seen by going there. There really isn't that much cool shit that goes on behind the scenes. At least there wasn't at Chances Are. I'm sorry, but I mean, you know, okay, so once in a while, Casey and I would dance on the pole after the bar was closed. That was kind of fun. We were both really bad at it, which is why we're waitresses and she bartended, so... I'm sorry. It just really isn't all that exciting because everybody there, believe it or not, is pretty damn normal. They're all just normal ass people.
I think the most interesting story.
Have nice bodies and aren't afraid to rub their nipples on people's faces. Good for them, dude. I'm proud of them.
And then, what was the like car place or something next to it? Subaru or something?
Oh no, it was next to the Caterpillar factory.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
So you had some interesting patrons.
Yeah, we did. You're thinking of our Japanese fellows. Yeah. They're from SIA. Yes, the Subaru plant.
Subaru.
Yes. We had a lot of Japanese fellows in there. They had a pretty strict preference too. They were interesting.
Who would
They mostly just drank Coke too. They never bought beer.
Interesting. You
Once
think
in a while
they would,
drink beer, but a lot of them drink Coke.
I guess you didn't really offer like sake or anything.
No. It's a gentleman's club, not in Japan, in Lafayette, Indiana. No sake.
Keyword gentleman.
Did they have like a specific girl type that they would go after? I imagine something they wouldn't
see
at home.
So picture anime in real life. Tall, thin, kind of wide-hipped, large-breasted, large-eyed... ponytailed up freaking blonde girls. Yes.
Do those exist?
Yeah.
Jeez. That's like a laundry list of impossible things.
There was like one or two max. Yep. And so they definitely, they did not, they were not very polite to the other girls. They're like, no, waving their hands. No, thank you.
Really? They would just be like, go away.
No, they were just like.
Well, they were politely declining.
The girls would offer them.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and they were just like, oh, no, thanks. Yeah, so, which, I mean, some guys were like that, not just all the Japanese guys, but, I mean, I guess if you have a preference, that's your time to go and like hang out with your preferences at a strip club when you're paying somebody. You know what I mean?
It's like the last remaining meat markets.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, like that's not a place where you're going to go and just settle. You're like, well, I don't really like that kind of girl, but I fucking guess I'll, you know, pay for you to sit on my lap. This sucks, but sure. No, meanwhile, you could get the hot girl that you actually want to sit on your lap and pay her. Like that's the whole point of going to the strip club, right? Is going for your preference that you may not be able to get outside of the strip club.
I hardly ever go to strip clubs. So anytime I was there, I was just like, oh, I'm getting attention. Hey, here's money. Here's money.
Matt's like, all the boobs. Woohoo!
So where else would you go other than, I don't know, a maternity ward?
Oh, Jesus.
Or breast cancer, like exam room or something.
Hanging out everywhere and people are like okay with them, just like in your face. Oh.
Like a female bathhouse, maybe?
I'll be honest. Oh, yeah. Generally a rock concert brings out tits, but
really?
I have never seen more exposed breasts than when I went and sorry to be so square about it, but the most amount of knockers that I saw come out, Buck Cherry.
Oh God.
On a side stage at that.
Ugh.
Oh, come on.
I see those boobs at a
Yeah, whatever. The point is.
You know, I don't even know if I know. I probably do know a Buck Cherry song.
Lit Up's probably the biggest one.
How does that one go?
Cocaine song.
Yeah, it's called Lit Up. But yeah, I like that cocaine.
Sing
it,
Zach.
I'm not going to sing.
Please?
That's not what we're doing here. I love that cocaine. I love that cocaine.
Okay. You know, I always, for the longest time, I thought that was like Guns N' Roses or something.
It's funny you should say that, because the lead singer looks like Steven Tyler and like some other dude, like molded into, okay, I know two guys can't have a kid, lay off, but I'm just saying that.
Some kind of weird love child of Steven Tyler's like weird
Steven
mouth.
Tyler and like somebody else with a big old mouth. Dude, I swear to God, it's Steven Tyler's son. There's the mark.
Yep.
Elizabeth, thank you so much for being on. Is there anything else you want to say?
Nope.
Thanks for regaling us with
thanks for joining us for the podcast.
And maybe whenever Zach's not so timid about it, we can get some like dating tips from him.
Well, yeah, one of these days.
I think
it'd
be fun. He was talking about different apps that he was on.
Oh boy.
And how disappointing some of those experiences were.
I want to cycle through them.
It's from a man's perspective, is probably like
just bot city.
Well, it's not bot city. It's probably a lot more like appropriate. Because from what I hear, as a woman searching for a man, it's just
it's
a bunch
rough.
Of dick pics.
It's a lot of dick pics.
Just imagine.
Baby.
Yeah, I was gonna say a lot of men. A lot of men with little clothing on and penises out and ready to show. Whereas a Whereas as a man, you get modestly dressed women, but they
just super timid, don't tell you anything, or
they're not small.
So you're saying that there's a reason they're on dating?
No, I'm sure they're very nice.
No,
yeah, no, actually, yeah, because well, look at all three of us. Well, anyways, there's nothing wrong with it, but it's just not something I'm proud of. Maybe next time we'll talk about that.
Yeah, we'll work it in.
Maybe next time we'll talk about that.
So this has been done in 32 minutes.
Done in 30 with Matt and Zach, and we went over a little
bit
today.
Special guest
Elizabeth. It was nice to have you on. I think we've already covered this, but we'll do it again. We hope to see you again.
I know where you live, so we'll be in touch.
Yeah, we'll just, our people will call your people.
Okay, I'll see you across the living room in a little while.
Okay, bye!